The forbidding Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia closed more than 30 years ago and spends most of the year as an historic site. Come sundown in October, though, the prison transforms into a chilling house of horrors that attracts hundreds to Halloween tours. But there are also real ghosts inside those high walls, the specters of good intentions gone disturbingly wrong. Sean Kelly is the program director for Eastern State Prison and has been involved with its haunted tours for the past 11 years now. He joins us today from the studios of our member station, WHYY, in Philadelphia. Nice to have you on the program.
Thanks, Neil. Great to be here.
And give us an idea of what this tier's tour is like.
Well, the Halloween tour is, you know, we're in an 11-acre complex of buildings here in downtown Philadelphia, and it doesn't take much to make the building creepy. It's got a 30-foot wall on the outside that was designed to intimidate, designed to deter crime, so it looks like a castle on the outside. So with a couple of well-placed lights and a few gargoyles added to the facade, we can make the building look pretty creepy.
Yeah.
And as visitors walk through, they're walking through a 178-year-old abandoned prison. So some strobe lights and some fog and a few actors, and it doesn't take all that much to make the building pretty disturbing and creepy.
Yeah. When did this all start and why?
And why? That's a good question. It started, the Halloween tour started in 1990. They were an effort to raise money to open the building to the public and to explain its history and talk about the history of American prisons. And from the very beginning, the money to open the tours originally for the historic site, for the daytime tours to learn about the building, that money was Halloween money right from the beginning. So in 1990, 91, they had ghost stories told in the cell blocks and raised a couple $1,000s and raised the money to initially open the building. It's become much more sophisticated since then, and our daytime historic site tours become much more sophisticated since then. But the basic model remains the same. You know, we scare them at night in October, we raise a bunch of money, and we spend that money to keep the building open the rest of the year.
And the history that you're trying to tell during the rest of the year, or during daylight hours anyway, it's an important history.
It is. We think it's the most important, that Eastern State Penitentiary is the best place in the United States to describe the history of American prisons. It's the world's first true penitentiary. It's a building designed to make inmates penitent or genuinely sorry for their crimes. And so it had an enormous influence on the design of prisons worldwide. There are about 300 copies of Eastern State Penitentiary on five continents. Virtually every prison built in the 1800s was modeled after either Sing Sing or Eastern State Penitentiary. So it's sort of a miracle the building even survived. It was open for 142 years before it closed. It's been abandoned for 30 years since, and it's in a state of almost complete ruin. But we think it actually makes it more evocative and more a memorable experience to walk through it in that state.
Describing the treatment of inmates in 1842 after a visit, Charles Dickens said, "I hold this slow and daily tampering with the mysteries of the brain to be immeasurably worse than any torture of the body." Tell us what he was talking about.
When Dickens visited the United States in 1842, he said the two things he wanted most to see in the United States were Niagara Falls and the Eastern State Penitentiary. So even though it may not be a household name today, there was a point when it was the standard that was being copied all over the world. And some of the early critics, like Dickens, looked at the system of solitary confinement that was being developed in Philadelphia and copied all over the world and saw it as inherently cruel. Dickens did say that he thought that the people who ran Eastern State Penitentiary had good intentions, and the building was a response to the violent, disease-ridden prisons that were all over the world, the standard. And so it marked a real change in attitude that we could do better, that inmates could be rehabilitated, that they had good in their hearts. But the strategy that they chose was solitary confinement, prolonged, you know, for months and years of solitary confinement, with the belief that the inmates would spend that time looking into their hearts. Dickens was one of the first people who looked at that and said, this is not a good idea.
I wonder, have you faced any criticism for offering haunted entertainment, Halloween thrills, in a place with such a haunted past, if you will?
I'm always surprised we don't get more, tell you the truth. And there are times when we feel a little bit uncomfortable about it ourselves, particularly when we meet former officers and former inmates, many of whom are still alive and come back and they want to show their children their cell or their grandkids. So there are those moments where it feels a little bit uncomfortable. But when I first started at Eastern State Penitentiary in 1995, we had an operating budget of $70,000. And, you know, the building was just in absolute ruin and was collapsing fast. And so Halloween has really been the strategy that's allowed us to put $3 million worth of restoration into the building and preserve it for the other 11 months of the year.
And I guess a lot of people go visit the Tower of London, which is past is just as bloody, if not more so, than Eastern State Penitentiary.
That's right. You know, and we also, in the early years, we tried to tell the building story with the Halloween tours. And so we had vignettes that were actually out of accounts of what actually happened at Eastern State, performed in a theatrical way in the evenings. And we've stopped doing that for just the reason that you mentioned. We found that those tours were inherently sensational, and they weren't doing a good job of expressing the building's history. They also weren't really scary. They were depressing sometimes. But they weren't scary. And so we found that it was really working counter to our mission. So the Halloween tour now is much more about startle and surprise and things jumping out at you. And it ends with a small museum where you can learn a little bit about the building's history. But we do encourage people, if they want to learn about Eastern State and the famous inmates who are there and the escapes and particularly the history of the system that was developed there, that they visit during the day. We're open 7 days a week and come in during the day and learn about the building's history aside from the haunted house tour.
We're talking about Halloween at Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Mark Parrott is an intimate observer of the Eastern State ruin. He spent 2 years in the early 1990s photographing the site for his book, Hope Abandoned, and you can take a look at some of his photographs at www.npr.org/talk if you'd like to see what it looks like. And Mark Parrott joins us now on the phone. Good to talk to you, Mark.
Hi, good afternoon.
I understand your first visit to the site was during Halloween, the weekend of 1992. Tell us about your impressions.
It was just about this time of year in 1992. I'd read about Eastern State in the New York Times. Herb Muschamp had written a review of kind of the site and his visit there, and I was just so taken with the power of his words and the chance to visit this terrific modern ruin. I got in the car and drove down for, I guess, what was one of the early Halloween get-togethers and spent all day wandering the site and left, came home, and just couldn't wait to figure out how to get back and to be able to make some photographs inside those walls.
You drove down then, and now I think you live in Pittsburgh.
I do. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And I wonder, the site, as Sean Kelly was describing it, it's almost overwhelming.
It's, I would suggest, beyond overwhelming, and I've probably never completely taken in all of what was presented there. The abandonment, the horror, the separation, it was an incredibly powerful experience in 1992 when I had felt I was one of the earlier visitors to that place.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that Mark's photographs capture so well is the surprising, really eerie beauty of the building. People don't expect to come in and find all the sunlight. I mean, there's over 1,000 skylights in the building. The entire complex is lit by sunlight. And on the outside, the building's designed to look like a castle, but on the inside, the early cell blocks were designed to look more like a church with 30-foot barrel-vaulted ceilings and lots of sunlight. And, you know, add to that 140 years of use and then 30 years of abandonment, and it's just a place that can be really emotionally both disturbing and really moving, continues to be.
Mark, your book is titled Hope Abandoned. What does that refer to?
That's just the sense of some exasperation, I guess, about how often in society we try and construct things, in this case a prison, for in some ways a betterment of man, and how routinely that seems to fall to pieces in the long run. So that's a part of what that expresses to everyone.
Let's see if we can get a caller on the line, and this is Judy. Judy's calling us from South Bend, Indiana. Judy, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I just called to say my husband just took our children to the Eastern State Penitentiary this summer while we were in Philadelphia visiting family.
And did he bring them back?
Oh, they loved it. We would love to go back because I didn't get to go. I had to take one of my daughters. She was in a wedding, so we had to go get her hair done. But my husband took the other three, and they absolutely loved it. They're 10 and 11. The kids thought it was the greatest thing. We've seen the Liberty Bell a million times, and this was something new and exciting. And it's brought so many different discussions into our family, talking about the different ways that different states viewed confining people. I highly recommend it for everybody to take their kids. It was very entertaining.
Judy, thanks very much for the call. And Sean Kelly, I guess that's an endorsement.
I think so. That's great to hear. You know, we find that kids really enjoy the building, and it sometimes brings up conversations that the kids are more ready to have than parents realize. So that's great to hear.
Mm-hmm. Sean Kelly is Program Director of Eastern State Penitentiary with us today from the studios of our member station there in Philadelphia, WHYY. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much for including us. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. And Mark Parrott joins us today by phone from his home in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And his book of photographs is called Hope Abandoned, Eastern State Prison. And again, if you'd like to take a look at a couple of them, go to our website, thenpr.org/talk, and that'll get you right there. I'm Neil Conan. Mark Parrott, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for letting me be with you.
I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.